Jake Tapper from CNN. It's all straight ahead right here on WMAL, 8 o'clock in the nation's capital, and time for the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 8. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by the Big Screen Store. President Trump heads to Philadelphia today to meet with fellow Republicans at a retreat. And one thing they'll be discussing, of course, is Mr. Trump's executive order to move on construction of the wall on the Mexican border. And who's going to pay for it?
Ultimately, it'll come out of what's happening with Mexico.
President Donald Trump, in an interview with ABC, doubling down on his promise to have Mexico shoulder the cost of building a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border. The interview, broadcast just hours after Trump announced his plan for the wall, was met with a firm rebuttal from Mexico's president.
I've said time again, Mexico will not pay for any wall.
Trump's executive orders regarding the wall and immigration as a whole also sparking reaction from state and local officials inside the U.S.
Municipalities cannot be coerced into enforcing federal law.
I'm Reid Binion.
The president could also sign an executive action as early as this week, ordering an investigation into claims of voter fraud. Mr. Trump said again yesterday that he believes there was widespread fraud in the November election and that scores of people were on the voter rolls in multiple states or after they had died. Republicans in the Virginia General Assembly are advancing a bill inspired by the November election outcome. The bill would end the winner-take-all system of awarding the state's presidential electoral votes. Instead, electoral votes would be allocated by congressional district. Seven Greenpeace activists are facing charges this morning after a protest in downtown Washington yesterday that finally ended late last night. The protesters climbed a construction crane near 15th and L Northwest yesterday morning and unfurled a huge banner that said, "Resist." They finally came down last night around 10 and were arrested on charges of second-degree burglary, unlawful entry, and destruction of property. Last month, wreaths across America recruited volunteers to place a wreath on every grave at Arlington National Cemetery. Now, they're looking for volunteers to come and pick them all up again.
Place 245,000 remembrance wreaths on headstones, and every year we have to clean them up.
And they need some volunteers, says spokesman Amber Karen.
For this event, we really encourage people to still take their time and to stop and to visit and, you know, say the names aloud of each of the people that they're stopping and taking the wreath off their grave. It's just another opportunity for us to spend time and thank these people for their sacrifice.
The cleanup is this Saturday. Barbara Britt, WMAL and WMAL.com.
Well, Wall Street may be celebrating a record, but economists say many Americans have little to celebrate about the Dow hitting 20,000.
Several economists say the Dow's 23-point surge over the past year, tipping it over the 20,000 mark Wednesday, is mostly benefiting investors who were already well off. New York University economists report 81.4% of stock market wealth was owned by the wealthiest 10% of households in 2013, the most recent year for which figures are available. The middle 60% of U.S. households own just 7.7%. I'm Scott Carr on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Washington Gas has been sold to a Canadian firm for nearly $6.5 billion. Washington Gas supplies the natural gas to over a million customers in the D.C. region. Alta Gas Limited now plans to move its U.S. power business to Washington Gas headquarters on Constitution Avenue. Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 20,069. The Nasdaq at 56.56. Sports, the Hoyas get the upset, beating 16th-ranked Creighton. GW over George Mason. Navy beats AU. Hockey, the Caps are in New Jersey tonight. NBA, the Wizards are off till tomorrow. And it'll be Venus versus Serena Williams in the Australian Open Final. WMAL News Time, 8:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, weekdays 3 to 6, The Larry O'Connor Show. Larry, live and local.
We talk about everything. There are no rules, so bring it.
The Larry O'Connor Show. Now, weekdays 3 to 6 on WMAL.
The Big Screen Store. It's game on. Get a 70-inch Samsung 4K UHD TV plus two 50-inch Samsung Smart LED HD TVs for just $19.99. Whoa, let me say that again. Three TVs for just $19.99. The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store. And our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. Our expert service and installation is legendary and second to none. Just ask our customers.
You gotta check out the Big Screen Store.
Their prices are amazing.
This week at the Big Screen Store. When you buy one, you get three. A 4K Samsung 70-inch and two 50-inch TVs just $19.99. The Big Screen Store. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
Need your home sold guaranteed? iTrustFrank.com.
8:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, Beltway, you've been in the hot seat this morning. Our fourth crash of the morning, interloop near Braddock Road, over to the right shoulder. Not too much to look at, so you're getting by that now. So you have a brief break past that crash, and then you have the slowdowns again before 66 to the Legion Bridge. The crash at 123 cleared, finally. It took a long time. And on the toll road and the feeder roads, trying to get up through to the Beltway, with the impact with the slowdowns to get you through there. On the top side of the Beltway, College Park to Silver Spring, and then each direction, I'm really seeing that heavy volume past FedEx over toward Largo. We had the crash north of 202 and now reported in the backup for a crash. That's why we just can't get rid of these delays on the Maryland Prince George's County side with two accidents now reported. Now, the George Washington Parkway southbound before the 14th Street Bridge crash, Old Town Alexandria northbound GW Parkway, Slater's Lane accident cleared. Now from Garage Door Repair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cold front on the march. Finally, that front bringing in some change, a change towards some colder temperatures. Showers around this morning. Windy, becoming partly cloudy and windy this afternoon. 56. Tonight, a colder 37. Tomorrow, a few clouds with sunshine. A stiff west breeze and a high of only 44. We'll stay in the 40s over the weekend. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 49 in Herndon, 51 in Waldorf, 52 degrees in Washington. Two Breitbart staffers are joining the Trump administration. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
WMAL.
It is 8:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up in about 30 minutes, we're going to be joined by Jake Tapper from CNN. See how he looks at all of this stuff that's happening here in the nation's capital in such a flurry of activity. That's coming up in about 30 minutes. I'm Brian Wilson, joined today by Mary Walter. Good to have you in the house, Mary. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
And joining us on the line right now is John Nolte, the editor-at-large of the Daily Wire and the TV film critic, because we want to talk about just the music. Such a sad moment yesterday when we all learned about the passing of Mary Tyler Moore at the age of 80, someone who was very much a part of our lives and came into our homes on a weekly basis for many, many years. She passed away yesterday at the age of 80. Joining us now, John Nolte, editor-at-large of the Daily Wire, a film and TV critic. Good morning to you, John.
Good morning, Brian. Good morning, Mary. Thanks for having me on.
You know, she was one of those iconic figures of the 70s, especially. We knew about her as Laura Petrie on the Dick Van Dyke Show. She's 23 years old when she took that role. Hard to believe. But we really knew her as Mary Richards from the Mary Tyler Moore Show. You know, working in that newsroom as a single woman. It was quite a great ensemble cast, but she was phenomenal in that.
Yeah, I think the Dick Van Dyke Show premiered in 1961, and Mary Tyler Moore went off in 1977. So there were 16 years there. There were 3 or 4 years in between the sitcoms where she was very much the face of the modern-day sitcom. And just as a healthy heterosexual male, I have to say, one of the most beautiful women ever to be on television.
Yeah.
But the reason that she lasted so long is because she was just phenomenally talented. And think of the ensemble cast in the Mary Tyler Moore Show.
I know.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
I mean, Gavin McLeod, Ted Knight, Betty White, Cloris Leachman, Ed Asner. I mean, and she shined, and she produced that show, and you have to give her enormous credit for having the confidence to surround herself with what ended up, I think, being the most talented ensemble in any sitcom ever. I don't think there's a close second. And she was extraordinary. She won a ton of Emmys. The Mary Tyler Moore Show won a ton of Emmys. And she presented the face of the modern woman of the 70s in a very pleasant and non-challenging way. You know, my highest political value is freedom, individual freedom. And Mary Richards lived her life the way she wanted to. She was a single woman. I think over the course of 6 years, however long the sitcom was on, she dated about 900 men. And she was going to wait. She wanted to have a career, and she wanted to wait for the right guy. But she never hectored us. She never lectured us. She never, attacked men. She never attacked women who didn't live the way she did. She just lived her life the way she wanted to. She enjoyed her life. And I think that's why that sitcom had made the mark that it mm-hmm. did, because it wasn't divisive. It was just a woman living her life the way she wanted to, and that's about as American as it gets.
You know, it's interesting because the Mary Tyler Moore Show, of course, obviously, is what defined her, I think. It was really that, and that's what people remember her for. But she was also in a lot of movies, and the most famous, of course, being Ordinary People.
Yeah, I think I wrote a piece for Breitbart about 3 years ago, because Ordinary People is always attacked, because for Best Picture that year, it beat Raging Bull, and I think Raging Bull is highly overrated. It's technically brilliant, but I don't think it's that great of a movie. Ordinary People is a genuine masterpiece, and if you're going to pigeonhole Mary Tyler Moore as sort of this smiley sitcom woman.
Right.
You have to watch Ordinary People to understand her range as an actress, because she is one of the coldest, passive-aggressive monsters ever put on film. A mother who cannot forgive her son, Timothy Hutton, for surviving an accident because her other son died. And she is quietly terrifying. Mm-hmm. She was nominated for an Oscar. And she deserved it, and it's an extraordinary, it's one of the great film performances of the 80s, period.
Yeah, but that's not what she's remembered for. I just find it interesting.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit about her politics. I'm reading here that she may, do you know this? Apparently some people say she was sort of a liberal in the 70s, but over time her politics evolved somewhat.
Yeah, she even in the 70s, she wanted nothing to do with the Gloria Steinem movement. She said that her ideal of a feminist was not Gloria Steinem, because they were too anti-men, and she loved being a mother, and she thought motherhood was important, and she thought motherhood was being a part of being a woman, and she didn't feel that Gloria Steinem represented that. Now, she did endorse Jimmy Carter in 1980 against Ronald Reagan, but she said that in 2008 that if she'd have been asked, another missed opportunity by John McCain, she would have endorsed John McCain, and she did vote for him against Barack Obama. So she considered herself a libertarian centrist who enjoyed Fox News, enjoyed Bill O'Reilly. So
how about that?
It's probably why we haven't heard from her in about 10 years.
Yeah, yeah. I think the thing you have to respect about her, she was her own person.
Yeah. Yeah. So
she was just her own person.
As you look back over her, I think especially in the Mary Tyler Moore Show, which is, is so iconic in television, what was your favorite episode? Is there something that stands out, some performance? I mean, I've said earlier today.
I know which
today,
one you're rooting for.
Yeah, I love Chuckles Bites the Dust. To me, I watched it again yesterday just because I wanted to remember her as she passed away, and I found it to be comedy gold that still stands the test of time. But did you have one that you remember?
I don't remember any specific. I remember that episode. I just remember, Saturday nights when the Mary Tyler Moore Show was on. And you sat down with your family, you watched Mary Tyler Moore, and you watched Bob Newhart and MASH, and those, that amazing lineup they had. And there was something very, very special about that. And that's what great actors do. That's what great artists do. They give us memories. And they make us feel a certain way. And if you can make someone feel a certain, I'm 51, if you can make someone feel a certain way 40 years later, I mean, mm-hmm. it really says a lot. And that was her show. She was the producer. She was one of the creators. And she was an icon.
There's an entire generation of now women who watch this as young girls. I did, and I was going to grow up to be Mary Tyler Moore. I just admired her. I got the whole breaking the barriers thing, you know, because it was the whole women's lib, Helen Reddy, Hear Me Roar, all that stuff was going on. I somehow managed to survive it and come out the other side. But when I saw that, I was young and impressionable, and I was going to move to New York, and I was going to take the city by storm, and I was going to be in the middle of Times Square throwing my hat in the air. We all did it. How many of us, how many young women my age didn't throw their hat in the air at some point in time because we wanted to be Mary Tyler Moore? That's how iconic that show was and that role was.
Yeah, and to be able to do it without ever once resorting to a lecture.
Yeah.
That's art. That is art right there. You do that without exposition, without resort. This is just a woman being free in America.
Yep.
And that is, whether you disagree with that message or not, I don't, but whether you disagree with that, the theme there is individual freedom, and that is as good as it gets on TV.
All right, well, we're going to have to leave it right there. John Nolte, editor-at-large at the Daily Wire, and on the life and times of Mary Tyler Moore, who passed away yesterday at the age of 80, a life well-lived. It is now 8:15 on WMAL. Time to check and see how traffic and weather's doing every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here is Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Mary Walter, I will say, I practiced that spin and throwing my hat so many times.
Dun, 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 dun.
We did.
We did it.
All right, and here we go. We're trying to get through this rush hour, but it has been difficult around the Beltway. Maryland Beltway between Forestville, Route 4 and 50, the John Hanson Highway. We just can't get up to speed. Thick traffic. In fact, just spoke with MDOT crews again. They said they had the crash outer loop near 202, which I've been talking about. That has been cleared for a while, but some unusual backups really persisting, so I'm keeping a close watch on that for you. Still planned for the time. Out of Newington, Virginia, 95. Your delays extend up onto 395 and the 14th Street Bridge on the southbound side of the George Washington Parkway. If you're trying to get to the 14th Street Bridge, prior to the bridge for crash, so that's why we're hung up in that stretch. Also, you have delays to get over the inbound Teddy Roosevelt Bridge and Key Bridge. Heads up in Georgetown, inbound Canal Road. Crash just reported right from the university, Georgetown University, leaving and getting through Old Town Alexandria a little bit better. Now that the crash, northbound GW Parkway at Slater's Lane has been cleared. And finally, Virginia Beltway, inner loop at 123, that crash gone. Inner loop at Braddock Road on the shoulder, but still heavy delays. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Forecast calls for windy conditions today, cloudy skies, a high only of around 56, and gusty, very gusty, 20 to 30 miles an hour out of the west-southwest. Tonight, clear skies, a low of 37. Tomorrow, except for some afternoon clouds, mostly sunny, high of 44 degrees. Saturday in the upper 40s, Sunday in the low 40s, currently in the nation's capital. It is 49 degrees on WMAL.
Investing Sense, brought to you by Financial Engines. We've dedicated more than 15 years to giving you rational, sensible investing advice. Tune in and learn every Saturday at noon.
8:17 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. During the show here this week, and maybe for the foreseeable future, the way things are going, we are taking a little time out of our regular, segments to sort of give you just sort of a TikTok on what's going on in the Trump White House right now. Because I'm going to tell you, as I said earlier, and I was joined by Susan Ferriccio in this sentiment when she was on at 7:05, I've never seen anything quite like this. In 30 mm-hmm. years that I've been covering this town, I have never witnessed a flurry of activity out of the White House like we have seen in the past few days. So what we're doing here is we're sort of looking back. Here's what happened yesterday, and here's what's going to happen today. So let me just go through some of this. Yesterday was a big day when it came to immigration. A couple of executive orders were signed, and Donald Trump let it be known that he is going to start construction on that wall. He says, I don't need money to get started. We can get this thing going, and we're going to start doing it very, very quickly. And we also saw yesterday clips from an interview that he did with David Muir of ABC News, in which he talked about, in many ways, this wall. Here's a little bit of that interview yesterday with David Muir.
Mexico. Mexico's president said in recent days that Mexico absolutely will not pay, adding that it goes against our dignity as a country and our dignity as Mexicans. He says,
well,
quite simply, they're not paying.
David, I think he has to say that. He has to say that. But I'm just telling you, there will be a payment. It will be in a form, perhaps a complicated form.
And he says there is no doubt that when it's all said and done, that Mexicans will pay for this. And he also says, hey, we're not going to waste a lot of time. We're going to get to work on this thing right away.
When does construction begin?
As soon as we can. As soon as we can physically do it. We're
within months?
I would say in months, yeah. I would say in months. Certainly planning is starting immediately.
All right, and there's also this other thing, Mary. Yesterday, it happened during our show. He tweeted out that he wants to see an investigation into the issue of voter fraud. Cut number 38. Here we go.
When you look at the people that are registered, dead, illegal, and two states, and some cases maybe three states, we have a lot to look into.
So Donald Trump making no bones about it. He wants an investigation of the matter. What I liked about what he said yesterday is, let's do an investigation and see what we find. And if we find something, then we'll take action. He's not saying, I know the answer. Mm-hmm. He's simply saying, I suspect something's going on here. Let's try to find out what the facts are. And yet everybody is like, you know, the Democrats, well, this is an attack. This is racially based. This is a try to suppress the minority vote. No, it's nothing of the like. It's simply an investigation of to what is the truth. Because we keep hearing from people like, Hans von Spakovsky, who was on our show yesterday, who says, look, you go in Virginia, I can find, 10 or 12 cases where there was voter fraud. And that's just a cursory look.
Yeah.
And yet you talk to the officials in these states, they say, well, we don't really see any of this. Well, what is the truth? I think it's fine to find out the truth. And then if you got a problem, you do something about it.
Well, there's actually something that someone sent to me. It's called Electoral Studies, Volume 36, and it's by Jesse Richmond, Gulshan Chadha, and David Ernest. And you have to buy the whole thing, so I have to pay $19.95 to buy it first. But there are highlights of it. And what they did is they went back and they examined data. And here's what they say. We find that some non-citizens participate in U.S. elections, and that this participation has been large enough to change meaningful election outcomes, including electoral college votes and congressional elections. Non-citizen votes likely gave Senate Democrats the pivotal 60th vote needed to overcome filibusters in order to pass health care reform and other Obama administration priorities in the 111th Congress.
Wow. So there you go. Maybe we'll find something. Well, let's just find out what the facts are. No harm in knowing the truth,
right?
Is there? If there's nothing wrong here, well, then you've got nothing to worry about.
That's
right, if we
exactly.
Find out, as Democrats insist, that there is no voter fraud, well, then we move on, don't we? Okay, that's great. Let's just find out what the facts are, folks. Also, he said he wanted to crack down on sanctuary cities. Made it clear yesterday that if he indeed found that somebody was harboring illegal aliens and they weren't cooperating with federal authorities, he might do what he could to cut off their federal spending. Mayor Bowser here in the District of Columbia, a sanctuary city, had this to say.
Anything that would suggest the government not work with an American city is worrisome. Obviously, there are a lot of things that we do in cities and in partnership with our government, and we would object, and we do object, to anything that the federal government wants to do to a local jurisdiction that would make it less safe.
Well, with all due respect, I object to the fact that we have laws on the books that are being ignored, and if you don't like the law, work to get it changed.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, obey the law. Listen, very quickly, today he goes to Philadelphia for a meeting with Republicans where they are planning how they're going to carry out their agenda in the next few months. And he gets an intelligence briefing, among other things. But who knows? It's early, and he could tweet at any moment, and the whole day can change. It's 8:23.
This weekend, the SGK Gun Show returns to the Fredericksburg Expo Center at Central Park. Hunters, collectors, sportsmen, visit the Fredericksburg Expo Center for SGK's biggest show ever. Tickets available online at guns-knives.com or at the door. That's the Fredericksburg Gun Show this weekend.
All right, we got a new year. We got a new administration. Many people coming and going to the city. And maybe what you need to do is find you a good place to live, and you need a real estate agent, the right real estate agent, correct? Well, if you've been considering selling your home or you're buying a home, take my advice, call Frank Prindle today. Frank Prindle of RE/MAX Allegiance is an expert on the local real estate market. He has spent over 25 years perfecting a marketing system that sells homes faster for more money than other local agents. Now, consider the story of George, who was looking to sell his Rockville investment home. He looked to Frank for help. Frank listed it, engineered the perfect marketing plan, and generated multiple offers. The home sold quickly and for top dollar. You see, there's no risk to working with Frank. He'll sell your home for the price and the time you agree upon, or he will buy it outright guaranteed. Frank's been endorsed by the Fox News Channel's Sean Hannity. It's no secret that I trust Frank, so call the only agent I would call if I were going to sell a home. Call Frank Prindle at 703-399-4538. That's 703-399-4538. Online at itrustfrank.com.
Lives are changed when children discover their true value. 2540 invites you to help the least of these by sponsoring a child in Kenzibe, South Africa. Every day, these children face the challenges of living in extreme poverty, hunger, disease, and violence. You can change a child's life and help her realize she has a future worth fighting for. Help make a difference by sponsoring a child. Visit 2540.org. That's the numbers 2540.org. You can give a child a brighter future. Visit 2540.org today.
It is now 8:25. Time to check on traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives here at WMAL. Let's check in with Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And when it rains, it pours. Some mornings, it's just like that. In the Virginia Beltway, we had our troubles. Four separate accidents this morning. Currently, all out of the travel lanes. But from Springfield to the American Legion Bridge, heavy with very little break along the way. So we're moving along carefully now. On 66, Manassas Centerville for Lakes Fair Oaks, slowing. Making our travels inside the Beltway. Still have the volume each direction through Falls Church over the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge. Jam, that's the morning typical delay there. Heavy on the inbound Key Bridge into Georgetown. Looks like we had the crash reported inbound Canal Road right as you come off of MacArthur and Foxhall Road near the university. Don't know if they found anything, but definitely seeing those slowdowns through that stretch. Now, Maryland, Topside, College Park to Silver Spring, little bit of interloop delays forming now in Bethesda. And on the George Washington Parkway, you know we have a humpback bridge? Yes, that's the southbound George Washington Parkway. Well, it's each direction. It's actually right near the Navy Merchant Marine Memorial, southbound GW Parkway before the 14th Street Bridge for the crash. Update is brought to you by the Knee and Back Pain Helpline. Do you suffer from knee or back pain? Call now for pain-relieving braces, non-surgical options at little or no cost to you with Medicare or private insurance. Call for free information, free shipping, 800-888-KNEE, 800-888-KNEE. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
Trying to get back to reality today. I don't think we're going to get there quite yet. It's probably more like tomorrow. Temperatures come down to more seasonable. Chance of showers this morning. That's the front. Windy, cloudy, to partly cloudy by this afternoon. 56 by tomorrow, only in the mid-40s. I'm Ray Stidgett, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it's 50 degrees at 8:27.
It's such a happy place. Happy place. A clean and happy place.
Yeah, everybody loves going to the Big Mac, right? Going to get you Big Mac. What is a Big Mac, Mary Walter? You know this, don't you? Two all beef patties.
Special sauce.
Special sauce, cheese. Lettuce, cheese.
Pickles, onions on a sesame salad.
That's it. You know it. That's right. That's what makes up a
don't
Big Mac.
Don't ask me where I left my car keys, but that is forever in my
But that
brain.
You remember. That's right.
Right.
Two all beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun. Well, yeah. It's the secret sauce. The special sauce that has always made, really, the Big Mac. And apparently, it's sort of like the Kentucky Fried Chicken thing. Mm-hmm. The recipe is supposed to be secret. It's okay. Sort of like Thousand Island dressing.
I was just going to say, isn't it Thousand Island dressing with a little bit of extra ketchup in it?
Maybe. I'm not sure. I'm really not sure. They say it is like it, but not exactly. So, anyway, here's the thing. Because they have a couple of new Big Mac offerings, mm-hmm. they're actually giving away 10,000 bottles of the special secret sauce. So, apparently, if you want to get one of these, you just go to McDonald's in the DMV area, D.C., Maryland, Virginia. Go to McDonaldsDMV.com, and they'll tell you where you can get your special bottle.
And you just get a bottle.
Or just go get some Thousand Island dressing. It is 8:28.
The winter is here, and the dirt and grime can be tough on your rugs and carpets. So here's a tip from Joe Hadid. Ask the right questions when you're choosing the company to clean your rugs. Do they clean your rugs in their own facility? Do they hand wash each and every rug? Do they offer stain removal and color restoration? Can you tour the facility where your rugs are going to be cleaned?
If you can't answer yes to all these questions, then you need to call Joe Hadid.
For all your Oriental rug cleaning needs, just one call to Joe Hadid.
Joe Hadid has created a new pricing structure, so now everyone can take advantage of the Hadid quality and service. Right now, get 20% off any in-plant rug cleaning. Free pickup and delivery includes moving your furniture, rolling and relaying your rugs, and putting them back exactly where you want them. Minimum purchase is required. For details, go to joehadid.com. That's joehadid.com.
Don't wait until spring to replace your roof. Winter is the slowest time of year for roofing companies, and that means you can take advantage of big savings. New Look Home Design is offering 0% interest and no payments for a full year, plus 10% off all materials. Have your roof replaced before the damage gets more expensive. Take advantage of this limited time offer. Call New Look now for 0% interest and no payments for a full year, plus 10% off materials. The number is 800-279-5300. That's 800-279-5300.
In just a moment, we'll check in with Jake Tapper from CNN. It's 8:30 in the nation's capital. Time for some more news.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington, 105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL Washington, a Cumulus station, where Washington comes to talk. News now.
WMAL News at 8:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. President Trump still insists the wall on the Mexican border is not going to cost the U.S. a penny.
We will be in a form reimbursed by Mexico, which I've always said.
So they'll pay us back.
Yeah, absolutely, 100%.
President Trump reiterating his promise that Mexico will pay for the border wall, but offering few details. Hours after signing an executive order directing federal funds toward building that wall.
All it is we'll be reimbursed at a later date from whatever transaction we make from Mexico. That wall will cost us nothing.
His rhetoric is ramping up pressure on Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto. The Mexican leader facing calls at home to cancel next Tuesday's meeting with Trump.
Correspondent Sarah Murray, millions of dollars in federal aid could be at stake because of D.C. status as a sanctuary city for illegal immigrants. And New York Mayor Bill de Blasio remains defiant in the face of the president's latest order.
New York City has 500,000 undocumented people. We want them to come forward and work with the police if they see a crime, if they're a victim of a crime. If they believe by talking to a police officer they will get deported and be torn apart from their family, they're not going to work with police.
D.C. is one of the cities the president specifically mentioned yesterday in signing that order aimed at getting tough on sanctuary cities. Montgomery County police are on the lookout for a suspect after a string of pharmacy robberies early this morning in Bethesda and Silver Spring. The suspect's description in all three robberies is similar, and police are now trying to determine if they are all connected. The school board in Loudoun County has decided for now not to expand the school system's anti-discrimination policy to cover sexual orientation or gender identity. Board members say the law is just still too unsettled. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 20,069, the Nasdaq at 5656. Sports, college basketball, Georgetown upsets Creighton. GW beats George Mason, Navy over AU. The Caps are in New Jersey tonight, the Wizards drive off till tomorrow. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
It's January, freezing cold and dark by 5 o'clock. You know what that means. It's time to schedule your free in-home consultation with thewindowman.com. Seems strange? Consider the following. Every spring, window manufacturers raise their prices. And every spring, window buyers experience huge gaps between ordering and installation. And that is why thewindowman.com is conducting this January-only event. You will receive $200 off every Marvin Infinity fiberglass window, and you'll be given priority installation, and you'll beat spring price increases. You must schedule your free estimate by January 31st. There will be no exceptions, and this offer will not be extended. Call 703-978-9888.
Who can make your house right and keep it nice and tight? The Window Man can.
The Window Man. See us for offer details.
Honey, you awake? You're snoring again. And neither of us are getting a good night's sleep.
Well, I have the CPAP.
But you're not using it. And when you stop breathing, it really scares me.
I know. I've tried so hard to use it, but I just can't tolerate it. What do you want me to do?
I want you to go call 844-SLEEP-TEST. Dr. Chuck Jelinek, who's a general dentist, he's been trained to offer a proven alternative to the CPAP. And their solution is covered by most insurances.
Is it that important to you that I sleep?
It's that important to me that you live.
If you can't use a CPAP, or you snore, or suspect you have sleep apnea, call Dr. Chuck Jelinek at 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com. For your free consultation, call 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com now and put your snoring and sleep apnea to rest.
It's that time of year when the Braves stand up to Old Man Winter. And the rest of us turn tail and get inside. But not for hot cocoa. No, you've got a house to paint and a bathroom to update. So paint over those fingerprints on the den wall and bring that powder room into the 21st century. And it all starts with Lowe's. Lowe's has new lower prices on paint and primer. Now starting at just $17.98. And up to 40% off select vanities and bath products. Let's get this party started with Lowe's. U.S. only while supplies last. Bath offer ends 3/19/17.
Have you made any of these 10 biggest mistakes in your estate plan? I'm attorney Mike Collins. At my Plain English Seminar, I'll explain why they're mistakes and how you can easily avoid them. Plus, I'll show you how to save your loved one's expense, delay, and loss of their inheritance with our innovative reservoir trust. Join me on February 7th in Fairfax or the 9th in Columbia. And leave your checkbook at home. Tuition's free at this educational session. Register now at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
8:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Virginia. 95 northbound, essentially out of Stafford and through Woodbridge and Newington. Good until you get to Newington, and that's where you hit the delays. Now, crash northbound 95 before you get to the Beltway. Still see fire and rescue units there blocking the right lane. Once up onto 395, still heavy in Landmark, Churlington 2 and across the 14th Street Bridge. Inner loop of the Virginia Beltway. We got hit hard early this morning. We had four separate accidents all cleared, but slows most of the way on that inner loop, leaving 95 toward the American Legion Bridge. George Washington Parkway commuters, heads up, if you're trying to get to the 14th Street Bridge, you're going to hit the delays just as you come around that circle from Memorial Bridge, crash before the bridge span, blocking one of the two lanes. Not so good. Trying to get in over the 11th Street Bridge and onto the westbound freeway, DDOT crews were looking for a report of a crash. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com. The WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Some rain drops around this morning. They have to throw the wipers on briefly by this afternoon. The sun brightens the sky. We're going to have a west-southwesterly breeze go northwest on us and whip up this afternoon, 56. Tonight, 37, so we are colder and clear. And finally, a day where we're near normal, 44 degrees tomorrow, sunshine, a stiff west breeze. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 48 in Chantilly, 45 in Beltsville, 52 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
It is 8:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Busy, busy times here in the nation's capital. I'm Brian Wilson, joined by Mary Walter here in studio. Mary, you're here all the time on WMAL. When one of us has to take a day off, she's always here to cheerfully fill in, and we're good to have you here this morning, Mary.
Thank you. It's been fun.
Joining us on the line right now is Jake Tapper, the author of CNN's The Lead and State of the Union. And good morning to you, Jake. I got to ask you this question. I've been asking everybody that I know that are in the news media, people who've been in this town for a while, the same question. And it's this. Have you ever witnessed such a flurry of activity out of a White House in such short order? In my 30 years, I can't remember a time and a place where there seems to be so much activity happening so quickly after someone takes office.
It's certainly been busy. I'd have to go back and look at the first week of the Obama administration. I was the White House correspondent at the time, and I remember that was pretty busy as well. But it was different. It was a different circumstance, obviously, because the economy was cratering.
Right.
But it's certainly been busy. Certainly full of a lot of actions pertaining to his campaign promises, immigration, and much, much more.
Are you surprised? I mean, because a lot of people are. I mean, I read the Washington Post. They have a story that says, hey, there's something going on. The guy's doing what he said he was going to do. We're shocked. We're sort of stunned by this.
Oh, no, I'm not at all. I'm not surprised at all. What I think is interesting is where the congressional action comes in, because obviously executive orders, executive actions can accomplish something, and symbolically they're important in terms of the signal that the president is sending both to the American people and also to the workforce about his priorities, the federal workforce, about what he wants to take place. But for instance, you know, building the wall is going to take congressional action. A lot of these actions fundamentally are going to have to be legislated by the House and the Senate. So that's going to be interesting because obviously executive actions are, I'm not discounting how meaningful they are, but you know, the real legislating takes place on the other end of Pennsylvania Avenue, and we'll see what happens there, because you know, there are people who oppose the wall, both Democrats and I do wonder if there are going to be any conservatives who balk at the price tag. We've heard of price tag estimates up to you know, in the tens of billions of dollars, so that will be interesting. But no, I'm not surprised at all that he would start doing what he said. I mean, fundamentally, I've been saying for a while the four pillars of what he ran on, the fundamentally A, that Washington is broken and not serving the interests of the American people, and the border's broken, trade deals are broken, and the counterterrorism apparatus is broken. Those are the things that he ran on. It was, you know, there was a lot of other stuff going on there too. But it doesn't surprise me, because I think that those are issues where he has really strong beliefs. There are other issues. I don't know how strong his beliefs are, having to do with some of the social issues, having to do with abortion or same-sex marriage. But on those four, I mean, I think he really fervently believes in his heart that those are issues that where he needs to act as soon as possible.
Jake, this is Mary Walter. Hi. One of the EOs that is not getting a lot of attention, a lot of people aren't really talking about, is him resurrecting the two pipelines, the Keystone and the Dakota pipeline. And not only did he, you know, sign to resurrect them, but also he wants he signed an order promoting the use of American-made steel for the oil pipelines, which of course is going to put a lot of American steelworkers back to work. You know, he talked about these towns that you see in the Rust Belt that are, you know, these factories that are shuttered. Is this something that, do you think, anybody could actually be against and still save their political career?
No, not American members of Congress in terms of stand, you know, in terms of people wanting to use American steel. I don't know the logistics of it. I mean, my understanding is that a lot of it was going to be Canadian steel, because fundamentally it is a Canadian pipeline, and you know, I don't know how quickly I don't know how quickly that steel can be produced and brought to the pipeline, et cetera. It's very interesting logistically whether that's even possible in the short term. But no, I mean the premise of it, I'm surprised there isn't more of that legislated or dictated through executive action, of demanding that the products that the government spends money on or allows other companies to spend, you know, in terms of access for the Canadian pipeline, that it demands American products be used.
Yeah, I want to ask you, Jake, I mean, I just can't let the moment go by without getting your take on it. I mean, Donald Trump has come at you. He's come at CNN, your news organization, a couple of times now. How are y'all taking over that, and how do you look at it?
He can, you know, if he wants to focus his energy on CNN, that's fine. I mean, like, we're doing a job. We're covering the new administration. We're trying to hold them accountable, and we're trying to cover, you know, the things that he's doing that the three of us have talked about this morning. The things that he has said that are not true, like his wild allegation about up to 5 million illegal votes. And look, he has an interest, as all presidents do, in encouraging positive coverage of him. And you know, we've seen this before, perhaps not to this extent and not so vocally by the president himself, but I mean, it's fine for me. I don't care one way or the other. I mean, it doesn't matter to me. I would rather have a politician be attacking me than praising me. I mean, our job is, you know, when President Obama used to attack me by name during the White House Correspondents' Dinner, you know, and it was all jokes or whatever, that's a sign that you're getting under his skin. That's a sign that, like, you're providing coverage that they don't like. And, you know, that's a badge of honor. And what I would feel bad is if I were in a media outlet that he's constantly praising, I would think, oh, maybe I'm not doing my job right.
All right. Hey, listen, I got to ask you very quickly, what you got going for the State of the Union this weekend?
Well, we're still working on a ton of guests, but we're going to have New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio on. As you know, there's a big issue with sanctuary cities. President Trump saying that they're going to cut off funding to sanctuary cities. New York City is one of the biggest sanctuary cities.
Right.
I think they have something like 500,000 undocumented immigrants. So we'll talk to the mayor about what that means for him, what he thinks about the fact that there are all these people who are not supposed to be in this country living in his city. Why should immigration laws not be enforced necessarily? And I'm sure we'll have a lot more to talk about because it's only Thursday, and something happens every 5 minutes in this town.
Well, that's the way it is lately, for sure. All right, Jake, thank you so much. Greatly appreciate it.
Thanks, Brian. Thanks, Mary.
844 on WMAL.
Do you know what AREA is? It's a real estate investor association, and it's where smart people go to obtain wholesale houses, obtain no money, no credit financing, meet local buyers, sellers, and investing partners, and receive local market intelligence and training. Don't buy houses retail. That's ridiculous. And please don't waste your time and money going to a get-rich-quick seminar from a traveling pitch man. Come network with local D.C. and Northern Virginia area real estate investors that are just getting started or taking it to the next level. We meet on Wednesday, February 1st at 6 p.m. at the Keybridge Marriott on Lee Highway, and Thursday, February 2nd at 6 p.m. at the Tyson's Corner Marriott on Leesburg Pike. And you can register to attend for free by calling 800-493-1206. This month's topic, the 2017 Real Estate State of the Union Address. Call 800-493-1206. Write it down. That's 800-493-1206. Call now. Brought to you by the Northern Virginia and D.C. Real Estate Networking Club.
Cabin fever setting in? Don't let the drab winter weather keep you inside. Escape and experience Montgomery County, Pennsylvania, just 18 miles from Philadelphia. The Motco Winter Escape Hotel Package has everything you need for a cold weather adventure, including special offers to Spring Mountain Adventures, Elmwood Park Zoo, top area restaurants, and, as always, free parking. So what are you waiting for? Escape and experience Montgomery County, Pennsylvania. Book your escape today at valleyforge.org.
It is 8:45 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland Beltway, essentially between Route 4 and the Forestville area and over toward 50, the John Hanson Highway. We just have a lot of thick volume in each direction. Found part of the culprit here near FedEx Field, near Arena Drive. Have a number of large, looks like dump trucks on the right shoulder with, looks like MDOT and Cruise behind it. They say they're just doing an inspection. So definitely the distraction on that stretch for everybody. Beltway near Arena Drive. Top side, College Park to Silver Spring. Heavy, a little bit of volume interloop in Bethesda. Virginia Beltway here. Here's the overall delay as you come off of 95 toward Braddock Road, most of the way from just before 66 to the Legion Bridge, north on 95 prior to the Beltway, Virginia crash. They're trying to clear the last of it from the right lane. Have you ever seen the Navy Merchant Marine Memorial? Well, if you're on the George Washington Parkway right now, you're going very slow past it, southbound GW Parkway, before you get to the 14th Street Bridge, where they've just cleared a crash. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
56 today. Still chance of showers, though, as we go through this morning. Partly cloudy this afternoon. Tonight, 37. Tomorrow, only 44 with gusty winds. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WNAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 50 degrees. It is now 8:47.
Do you need to reduce your budget? Get free coffee for your office and save hundreds of dollars just for ordering office products from VFOP. Call VFOP today at 703-569-9500 or visit them online at VFOP.com for more details.
Do you remember this? Man, so many of us have very fond memories of the Mary Tyler Moore Show. One of the great sitcoms of all time, really. I mean, it had a tremendous ensemble cast. And of course, it was at the center of all this was Mary Tyler Moore.
Yes.
This young woman who comes into a newsroom in Minneapolis, single woman who's finding her way in a male-dominated world. And you got these incredibly funny characters like Sue Ann Nivens, and you got Ted Baxter, and you got, of course, Lou Grant, who was the boss of the newsroom. Mm-hmm. He was the news director. And there are all these really wonderful, wonderful, moments, especially the Mary Ted Baxter stuff. Hilarious. But there was that moment, defining moment early on in the show, where Lou is interviewing Mary Tyler Moore for the job. And everybody remembers this. It is stuck in our minds forever.
Look, miss, would you try answering the questions as I ask them?
Yes, Mr. Van, I will. But
but it does seem that you've been asking a lot of very personal questions that don't have a thing to do with my qualifications for this job.
You know what? You got spunk.
Well, yes.
I hate spunk.
And that was sort of one of the defining moments about that started us down the path to love Mary Richards. That was her character's name there in the newsroom at WJM-TV in Minneapolis. And, you know, I was talking, Mary, earlier today about my favorite episode. And I actually watched it yesterday. And again, it's just comedy gold. It is so good. Most people believe it was the best one that she ever did. Had to do with Chuckles the Clown, who's dying. And after there have been all these, you know, sort of morbid jokes in the newsroom, they go to the funeral. And Mary has been outraged at how everybody's not paying the proper amount of respect to the death of Chuckles the Clown. And then she gets at the funeral. And all of a sudden, she gets the giggles.
This is a funeral. A man has died. We came here to show respect, not to laugh.
I'm sorry, Mary. All right, no more jokes.
Chuckles the Clown brought pleasure to millions. The characters he created will be remembered by children and adults alike. Peter Peanut. Mr. Fee-Fi-Fo. Billy Banana. And my particular favorite, Aunt Yoo-Hoo. And not just for the laughter that they provided. There was always some deeper meaning to whatever Chuckles did. What did Chuckles ask in return? Not much. In his own words, a little song, a little salsa, darling.
And, of course, at that point, she falls out of her chair laughing. A great moment and a great memory. Rest in peace, Mary Tyler Moore, dead at the age of 80.
Do the Google search results for you or your business make you angry? Unfavorable comments, negative reviews, embarrassing pictures, and harmful articles on the internet are worse than irritating. They can really damage your life and your livelihood. Why? People treat online search results as facts, even if they're not true. Fortunately, you can get real relief from negative search results with ReputationDefender.com. Reputation Defender combats harmful search content using our patented system that makes the best things jump out when people Google you. Trust your personal and professional reputation to experts with over 10 years experience getting results. Call ReputationDefender.com to get a free, no-obligation expert consultation and Reputation Defender's free online monitoring service, which gives you a detailed picture of how you look online. To learn more, call 855-432-4898, 855-432-4898, or on the web at ReputationDefender.com.
A better life with Dr. Sanjay Gupta.
For the first time in 22 years, life expectancy in the United States has dropped significantly for the entire population, not just certain groups. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, CNN's chief medical correspondent. On average, Americans can now expect to live 78.8 years. That's according to a new report from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Women can still expect to live longer than men, 81.2 years versus 76.3 years. The 10 leading causes of death remain unchanged and accounted for three-quarters of all deaths in the United States in 2015. Heart disease and cancer are still far and away the top killers of both men and women. Now, the good news is there are three things you can do to drastically reduce your risk of developing both. Eat the right foods, get 150 minutes of activity a week, and don't smoke. Of course, this sounds like simple advice, but it, more than anything else, can raise the life expectancy of an entire population. I'm Dr. Sanjay Gupta, helping you live a better life.
Hiring is the most challenging part of my job. It's really hard. The searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 200 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 200-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/build. That's ZipRecruiter.com/build.
To be fearless is not a gift. It's not a given. Fearless is a choice. One that's yours to make. Will you be bold? Will you be brave? You can. Because you have the power of a card that opens doors in all 50 states. The one trusted for more than 75 years. CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield. Live fearless.
Foster Remodeling Solutions is a Northern Virginia remodeling and design firm with over 30 years of experience focused on kitchens, bathrooms, additions, and whole home renovations to best fit your family's lifestyle. Foster Remodeling is committed to providing you personalized service with expert design and craftsmanship. Learn how your home can be transformed with a complimentary in-home consultation. Call 703-763-5391. That's 703-763-5391. Or at fosterremodeling.com.
Hi, everyone. It's Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. It's 2017 and time to say goodbye to yesterday's old-fashioned traditional approach to selling homes. Our innovative 5-star hybrid approach has already saved our clients over $4 million in real estate commissions alone. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
It is 8:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the 5s. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Convoy. There are a lot of trucks on the Beltway, Maryland, over near Arena Drive, and crews have pulled them over to the shoulder. They're doing an inspection. So this is definitely the distraction here for everybody on this stretch of the Beltway. Essentially, between Route 4 and 50, each direction, I have definitely the slow traffic with us. Now, the top side, not seeing anything in the way. Just from 95 around to George Avenue, still below speed. Virginia, 95. Yes, we're doing much better. Northbound crash at the Beltway cleared, as are the delays. They've cleared out. Interloop and Annandale, volume. And then from 50, off and on toward the Legion Bridge, below speed. Much better, too, is the George Washington Parkway southbound crash before the 14th Street Bridge, gone. And those delays have cleared out there. Update is brought to you by MedStar Washington Hospital Center. With over 200 physicians across 39 specialties, named to Washingtonians' 2016 Best Doctors list. To make an appointment with a specialist, call 202-877-DOCS or visit MedStarWashington.org. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
56 today. Still chance of showers, though, as we go through this morning. Partly cloudy this afternoon. Tonight, 37. Tomorrow, only 44 with gusty winds. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 50 degrees at 8:56.
Listen up, TV lovers. It's the three words you've been dying to hear. Scandal is back. And in the first 10 minutes alone, you're not going to know what hit you.
Oh, my God.
Know what's even more awesome?
That will give you a hint.
We can't wait for tonight.
The entire TGIT lineup returns. Grey's Anatomy, Scandal, How to Get Away with Murder.
It's TGIT time.
Hell yeah!
Tonight, starting at 8 on ABC 7 on Your Side.
There's a lot happening every day in your neighborhood and around the world. That's why you watch ABC 7's Good Morning Washington every day to find out what's new, what's now, and what's happening next. We're there for you minute by minute with breaking news, updates, and special alerts. Plus traffic and weather every 10 minutes to help you prepare and plan your day ahead. Weekdays starting at 4:25 on ABC 7's Good Morning Washington, where good mornings start.
Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. Here are a few quick divorce tips that we provide our clients. Number one, don't move out of your house just because your wife tells you to. Remember, that's your house too. And number two, don't blow through the financial statements that you file with the court. These are key exhibits, and they often make or break your case. And number three, watch the social networking. Expect your wife's lawyer to do a thorough online search. And incidentally, this is a two-way street. Now, a bonus tip. Partner with your attorney in assembling evidence. You're one of the two leading experts on your life and marriage. Your attorney needs your input to achieve your goals. And finally, talk to your attorney before taking action. Good luck.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Fairfax attorneys, a partner men can count on. 571-446-0000. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com.
It's a new year, and everything is different. Will your financial future still be financially secure? Hi, Rick Edelman here. Come learn what you need to know in my seminar, Preparing for Retirement. You'll discover how to get the most from your IRAs and your retirement accounts at work, learn how to maximize your Social Security benefits, and how to protect and distribute your assets to your heirs exactly how you want. Investments, Social Security, and wills and trusts. Master these to enjoy a comfortable and financially successful retirement. The seminar comes to Alexandria Tuesday, February 7th, McLean Wednesday, February 8th, both at 7 p.m. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricestellman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Tomorrow we're going to preview the March for Life, and we'll talk to Mary coming, because she's coming back tomorrow, Mary.
Yes.
Okay, and there's Chris Plant, by the way. Hello, Chris.
By the way, just in passing, here I am. Yeah, that's right, big March for Life is tomorrow. Bradley Manning typed a piece, and he insulted Barack Obama, the man that set him free. It's an amazing little plan.